Section: Building the M Count. Step 1. Get the parts together. All of the board-mounted components have been supplied, but you will still have to provide off-board items to fully implement the kit. These items include input connector, metal case, and Altoids or other candy tin will work fine, mounting hardware, 440 sized, piezo speaker, momentary switch, power switch, 9-volt battery snap, or other power connector. Step 2. Identify and orient the components. Most of the components should be fairly easy to identify and place. See the parts list and the parts placement diagram for descriptions. The electrolytic cap is clearly marked for polarity. Be sure to orient the negative stripe correctly per the parts placement diagram. The yellow trimmer cap should be inserted with the flat side towards U3, open parenthesis, the middle of the board, close parenthesis. This will make it easier to adjust the capacitor since the exposed metal will be at ground potential. The ceramic capacitors are unmarked, so keep them in the marked holders until ready to place them on the board. The resistors are marked, but you may need to use a magnifying glass to see the markings clearly. On the top of the 8-pin SO prescaler IC, a stripe is marked on the pin 1, pin 8 end of the device. Pin 1 is undistinguished on the 74HC00SOIC, but when the marking on the part is readable, pin 1 and 14 are at the left end of the part. Step 3. Place and solder the components on the main circuit board. Use the parts placement diagram for information on the placement and orientation of the parts. Clip the leads after soldering. I would recommend that the builder insert parts by their profile, open parenthesis, or height, close parenthesis, above the circuit board starting with the lowest and working up. Step 3A. C4, a 0.1 UF 1206 sized capacitor. Be certain that you have the 0.1 UF cap and not one of the 1000 PF caps. Place C4 as shown on the parts placement diagram at the mid-lower right of the circuit board. When the leads are centered on the traces, use something like a screwdriver, tweezers, toothpick, or some other hold-down to keep C4 in place. Next, use a soldering iron to tack down one of the leads. Usually there is enough solder on both the board and part to allow this. If not, add a little extra solder to the tip of the iron and try again. Double-check the lead alignment of the other pin. It's easier to move the part, open parenthesis, if needed, close parenthesis, with only one lead soldered. If the other lead is okay, then solder it down to the board. Use the solder wick to clean up any excess solder. Note, C5, R2, R3, C2, U2 are only mounted if the optional prescaler was purchased. Step 3B, C5, the other 0.1 UF capacitor. Place C5 as shown on the parts placement diagram to the below left of C4 and solder in place. Step 3C, R2, 820 ohm 1206 sized resistor, open parenthesis black, marked 821, close parenthesis. Place R2 as shown on the parts placement diagram to the left of C5 and solder in place. Step 3D, R3, 51 ohm 1206 sized resistor, open parenthesis black, marked 510, close parenthesis. Place R3 as shown on the parts placement diagram to the top left of R2 and solder in place. Step 3E. C2 1000 PF 1206 sized capacitor. Place C2 as shown on the parts placement diagram to the right of R3 and solder in place. Step 3F. U2, the SO packaged IC. Place it down on the board per the diagram with the white striped end towards the top of the board. Adjust the leads until they all are aligned correctly with the pads on the board, then hold the part down while tack soldering one corner pin. Double-check the alignment of the other pins, and if they are okay, solder the rest of the pins down to the board. Don't worry if there are solder bridges. Just use the solder wick to clean them up after you have soldered all the leads. Step 3G. C3, 1000 PF 1206 size capacitor. Place C3 as shown on the parts placement diagram to the right of U2 and solder in place. Step 3H. C1, 1000 PF 1206 size capacitor. Place C1 as shown on the parts placement diagram to the right of C5 and solder in place. Step 3I. R1, 24K ohm 1206 size resistor. Open parenthesis black, marked 243, close parenthesis. Place R1 as shown on the parts placement diagram below C1 and solder in place. Step 3J. U1, the 14-pin SO packaged IC. Place it down on the board per the diagram with the pin 1 end towards the top of the board. Pin 1 is hard to identify with this part, but there is a Philips corporate logo on the pin 1 end of the part. When the part number can be read, pin 1 is the leftmost pin. Adjust the leads until they are aligned correctly with the pads on the board, then hold the part down while tack soldering one corner pin. Double-check the alignment of the other pins, and if they are okay, solder the rest of the pins down to the board. Don't worry if there are solder bridges. Just use the solder wick to clean them up after you have soldered all the leads. Step 3K. DIP socket. Should be inserted with the notch towards the top side of the board and soldered in place. Step 3L. R5. 470 ohm resistor. Open parenthesis, yellow, violet, brown, gold, close parenthesis. Insert to the right of the socket and solder in place and then trim the leads. Step 3M. R4. 10K ohm resistor. Open parenthesis, brown, black, orange, gold, close parenthesis. Insert to the left of the socket and solder in place and then trim the leads. Step 3N. C6, 27PF ceramic NPO disc capacitor. Open parenthesis, marked 27, close parenthesis. Insert on the left side of the board and solder in place and then trim the leads. Step 3O. C8, 0.1 UF ceramic capacitor. Open parenthesis, marked 104, close parenthesis. Insert above the socket and solder in place and then trim the leads. Step 3P. C9, 0.1 UF ceramic capacitor, open parenthesis, marked 104, close parenthesis. Insert at the top left of the board and solder in place and then trim the leads. Step 3Q. C7, 740 PF trimmer capacitor, open parenthesis, yellow, close parenthesis. Insert below and right of C9 with the flat side towards the socket and solder in place. Step 3R. C10, 22 UF electrolytic capacitor. Insert above C8 at the top of the board with the negative striped side towards the right side of the board and solder in place and then trim the leads. Step 3S. U4, the 78L05 5-volt regulator IC. Place U4 to the right of C9 at the top edge of the board with the flat side of U4 towards the top of the board. Solder U4 in place and then trim the leads. Step 3T. X1, the 4 MHz crystal. Place X1 below the yellow trimmer cap. Solder X1 in place and trim the leads. Step 3U. Connect the 9-volt battery snap, open parenthesis, or other power input connector, close parenthesis, to the ground and plus V in holes on the top left side of the board. Don't forget to add a power switch if necessary in series with a positive lead. Step 3V. Connect the piezo speaker to the ground and piezo holes on the right of the socket. Open parenthesis, with the JHP supplied piezo, connect the black wire to ground, the red wire to the piezo board hole, the blue wire is unused. Close parenthesis. Step 3W. Connect the switch to the ground and read out switch holes on the left side of the board. Step 3X. If desired, solder the three jumper pin sockets to the board at the prescaler input, prescaler output, and normal input holes. Then pieces of small solid wire can be used to jumper between the prescaler output and normal input, or from the input jack to the prescaler input, or from the input jack to the normal input. The pin sockets may need to be cut apart from each other with a diagonal cutter. Step 3Y. Connect the input and output signal jacks. You may want to just use a short piece of wire as an antenna for the prescaler input. Step 4. Check the board. Before proceeding, take the time to check the top, open parenthesis, mostly close parenthesis, and the bottom of the board for solder bridges. Use the parts placement and bottom view diagrams as a guide to visually check for these shorts. It may help to clean the flux from the board and then use a strong light in conjunction with a magnifying glass to see these problems. Also, double-check the orientation of the critical components such as the integrated circuits, the electrolytic capacitor, and the yellow trimmer cap. After you are convinced that the board is okay, form the leads of U3 to fit in the socket, insert the U3 in the socket, being sure to follow the parts placement diagram for proper orientation. Open parenthesis, pin 1 indicated by a notch or dimple should be toward the top edge of the board. Close parenthesis. Then connect the board to a 9-volt battery using a VOM to measure the current used. Current should be less than 15 milliamps with no input signal present. If it's larger or if it's too low, open parenthesis, should be over 2 milliamps. Close parenthesis, power down and recheck the board for shorts and polarity problems. If the current is relatively low, power down and then place the board into the case. At any subsequent power up, the M count should send an FB to let you know it is working. The M count requires one adjustment. C7, the yellow trimmer capacitor, should be adjusted so that the 4 MHz PIC oscillator is exactly on frequency. One way to do this is to use the C menu item described below. Another way is to use the M count to measure a known frequency source which has been calibrated to a reference such as WWV. But don't try to use another counter to measure the 4 MHz PIC clock frequency. For one thing, this is almost impossible to do since the PIC in the M count is usually sleeping. Open parenthesis. The 4 MHz clock is turned off. Close parenthesis. Also, even if the PIC clock is operating, open parenthesis, such as in the calibrate mode, close parenthesis, the added capacitance of a counterprobe to the crystal oscillator will change the frequency observed. It's much better to measure the calibrate output on the piezo pin when in the C mode, or to use the M count and another accurate counter to both measure the same frequency at the same time and adjust the M count yellow capacitor until the M count display agrees with the other counter.